If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this year, please consider a year-end tax-deductible donation to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind when you consider your year-end giving. Right here at the beginning of the Christmas season, people talk about Christmas being over. It isn't. The season has just begun. And that word, Christmas, has come to mean, well, just kind of the tree or the holiday. It is, of course, not simply a word that stands for a day or a season. It is, in fact, two words that have been run together. Christ, Mass. There is a Mass that is celebrated not only Sunday by Sunday on the Lord's Day, but for the Lord's Nativity as well. What shape would that take? How have Christians celebrated the Mass of Christ's Nativity, His birth, and the celebration of it on Christmas morning over the years? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, December the 27th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about Praetorius' Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning. Dr. Joseph Hurl will be our guest a little bit later in Hour 2 of Issues Etc. We'll talk about the Incarnation in Paul's Epistle to the Galatians. Dr. Andrew Doss will be our guest. Joining us to discuss Praetorius' Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning, Dr. Joseph Hurl, Professor of Music at Concordia University, Nebraska, and co-editor of a forthcoming historical companion to the Lutheran Service Book. Dr. Hurl, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks very much. Merry Christmas.
And to you as well. First of all, it is a Mass that historically bears the name of its author, Michael Praetorius. What can you tell us about him?
Michael Praetorius was born, we think, in 1571. Praetorius is an interesting name because it's really just a fancy Latin translation of the common German name Schultz. In the 1590s, Praetorius entered the service of the Duke of Brunswick, which is Braunschweig in German. And in 1604, he was named Master of the Court Chapel, in other words, music director. The court resided in Wolfenbüttel. That's a city in north-central Germany. Today, it's known for three things. The Duke's Palace, a famous library that in the 18th century was the largest library in Europe, and a green, licorice-flavored after-dinner cough syrup they call Jägermeister. Wolfenbüttel also has a large number of half-timbered houses. It's a very pretty city. And if you're walking down the main street, they jut out at such odd angles that you can imagine that you're in the middle of a Harry Potter story and you're walking down Diagon Alley.
Now, you had mentioned Wolfenbüttel, and tell us, if you would, about St. Mary's Church there.
Right. St. Mary's Church is where the court worshipped. That church towers over the city. It was built in the early 17th century, between 1608 and 1624, and it's the first major church built specifically as a Lutheran church. Praetorius began installing its organ in 1619, and the original pipes are still there, although the organ's been greatly expanded over the centuries. Praetorius died just 2 years later in 1621, and he was a wealthy man. He left a large fortune to set up a foundation for the poor. It is said that he was buried beneath the organ, although when the church was renovated during the 1980s, they looked for him, but they never did find him.
The recording that we're going to be using as we study Praetorius' Mass, how did this recording come about?
Well, the most interesting thing about the Christmas Mass by Praetorius is that he didn't write it. In fact, he never wrote a Mass of any sort. But he did write a lot of shorter pieces of music, many of which were based on Lutheran hymns. Here's how it came about. In 1982, English conductor Paul McCreesh, who was 22 years old at the time, founded the Gabrieli Consort and Players. That's an ensemble that performed, and still performs under his direction, music of the Renaissance and Baroque. A decade later, in the early 1990s, he got to thinking about the music at the Wolfenbüttel Court under Praetorius and decided to try reconstructing a church service from 1620, the year before Praetorius died at age 50. So McCreesh took bits and pieces from Praetorius's music, and when he couldn't find anything appropriate, he substituted music by other contemporary composers that Praetorius would have known. And in 1994, he brought out an acclaimed recording that he described as a Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning, as it might have been celebrated around 1620. This is actually just one of several such reconstructions that McCreesh has produced. He's also done a Christmas Vespers from the time of Heinrich Schütz and an Epiphany Mass, as Bach might have known it. This particular recording was made in the Roskilde Cathedral in Denmark. It features the cathedral boys' choir and uses period instruments from the early 17th century.
Then let's talk about the Mass itself, beginning with the processional hymn. What is it?
The processional hymn that McCreesh has chosen is Christum, wir sollen loben schon. That's Martin Luther's translation of the old Latin hymn, A solis ortus cardine. That's in our hymnal today is the Christmas hymn, From East to West, From Shore to Shore. The text is about how Christ, the creator of all things, assumed lowly flesh for us, and was born of the Virgin Mary. Now, the performance on this recording is interesting. From the start of the Reformation, Lutheran congregations sang hymns unaccompanied and in unison. But over the course of the 16th century, as choirs became capable of more complex music, they wanted to sing these fancy choral settings of hymns. Congregations didn't necessarily like that idea, and so there was a battle for supremacy between congregations and choirs. But in the Duchy of Brunswick, they figured out early on how to handle that problem. Have the choir and congregation sing alternating stanzas. That's what's done in this hymn, with the first stanza sung by a boy soloist, the second by the congregation, the third by a four-part choir, and so on.
Thank you.
That is the processional hymn from Praetorius' Mass for Christmas Morning, from east to west, from shore to shore, as we know it, the Luther hymn. Now we're studying Praetorius' Mass for Christmas Morning. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest. When we come back, we will hear the introit from that Mass, A Boy is Born in Bethlehem. Here's what you'll find in the latest Issues Etc. journal. I've written a column titled A Letter to Ex-Evangelicals. Pastor Rob Kieslowski has detailed his journey to the Lutheran Christian tradition, and Dr. Ken Sherb writes about the story of an entire city's journey to the Reformation, Strasbourg, France. We'll send you the Issues Etc. journal for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org, the free online Issues Etc. journal.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
It is the greatest adventure you could ever possibly imagine. It's demanding, it's hard, it's challenging, and what a blessing it is.
Dr. Larry Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on why a man should consider the vocation of pastor.
And it is an incredible blessing to be honored with the opportunity to work with these incredible young men and older men as well, who are committing themselves to the proclamation of God's Word, the right distinction of law and gospel, and to take the good news of Jesus Christ into all the world.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We are listening to and studying portions of the Praetorius Lutheran Mass for Christmas Morning. Our guest on this Wednesday, Dr. Joseph Hurl, professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, co-editor of a forthcoming historical companion to the Lutheran service book. If you're looking for an audiobook to listen to during your commute home or your travels over the Christmas break, purchase and download House of Living Stones. It's the first book in the Anthems of Zion series, a novel based on a Lutheran church, life in a Lutheran church in a small Illinois town. House of Living Stones is read by the book's author, Katie Schuerman. You'll find it at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. House of Living Stones by Katie Schuerman. Dr. Hurl, take us into the introit that this recording uses. Again, another hymn, A Boy is Born in Bethlehem.
The liturgy in use at St. Mary's in 1619 was from the Braunschweig-Wolfenbüttel Church Order of 1615. The order for Mass in it is identical to the 1569 edition of that order, which, coincidentally, that entire order is available in a recent translation from Concordia Publishing House. So thanks to Matthew Harrison, Jacob Corzine, Andrew Smith, and Matthew Carver for bringing it to us in English. What's supposed to happen next, according to the liturgy, is the introit, or entrance psalm, is sung in Latin. The recording here does deviate a bit from that order. Here, MacCreesh has elected to substitute the hymn Puer natus in Bethlehem, A Boy is Born in Bethlehem, which is partly in Latin and partly in German. Now, this is an old hymn, but the style of music is quite new. It's called the concerted style, and it had recently been imported from Italy. It features both voices and instruments, each with their own separate parts, and that was a new idea at the time. Once again, you hear the alternation from one stanza to the next.
Thank you.
that's the hymn that serves as the intro at Petroius' Mass for Christmas morning. A boy is born in Bethlehem. We are studying Petroius' Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest. When we come back, we will hear the gradual hymn, which is Luther's From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Tough to be Lutheran in America these days. Our families, our schools and churches, even our most deeply held beliefs and values are under fire. We need unchanging truth in a world full of confusion. The Lutheran Witness magazine can help. For less than a quarter a day, get the best of Lutheran reflection on faith and life, theology and culture, delivered monthly right to your mailbox. Learn more at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
At Risen Christ Lutheran Church in Arvada, Colorado, we have simply become captivated by the hilarious notion that God has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save the losers of this world, losers just like us. We proclaim the biblical notion that God saves sinners. Embracing the historic liturgy of the church, we confess that we are just that, sinners. Visit us online at risenchristlutheran.org.
At the heart of repentance is indeed a change of direction.
Pastor Peter Bender speaking at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
But the change of direction begins at the fundamental level of the human person, the heart itself, which the scriptures describe as the seat of faith. We are conceived and born in sin since Adam's fall, and therefore, we are bent against God. We have no natural love for God. We have no natural trust for God. And the one we trust in is ourselves.
You can listen to Pastor Bender's presentation, Making the Case for Lutheran Piety, and all of the speakers at our 2017 conferences on an audio DVD. It contains almost 20 hours of teaching and preaching. We'll send it to you for a $300 year-end tax-deductible donation. Look for the DVD logo at issuesetc.org.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union was formed to serve you and to serve the church. During December, when you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or when you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to our Ministry of the Month, Ministry Focus. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran FCU, good for you, good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at LutherAcademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. On this Wednesday afternoon, we are studying Petroius' Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest, professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, and co-editor of a forthcoming historical companion to the Lutheran Service Book. Dr. Hurl, the next part of Petroius' Mass that you wanted to feature for us is the gradual hymn.
The next items on the recording are actually the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Collect, or Prayer of the Day, and Epistle. We're going to skip these and hear the gradual hymn, which is so called because it replaced a chant sung from the steps, or in Latin, gradus, at the front of the church. This gradual hymn is Luther's hymn, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, again sung in concerted style in stanza by stanza alternation.
Thank you.
The gradual hymn from Petorius's Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning. We are studying that. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest. Dr. Hurl, the next thing is really kind of the heart of the service itself, the Lord's Prayer and the words of institution. What would you say to set that up?
Oh, are we going to skip the hour-long sermon? Well, okay. That's actually not on the recording either. Yeah, let's talk about the liturgy in the Brunswick Church Order. To American Lutherans today, that liturgy would seem quite old-fashioned. 100 years after the Reformation, the communion service was still called the Mass, and the pastor was still called the priest. There was a great deal of ceremonial. Everything was chanted, including the epistle and the gospel, the collects or prayers, and the words of Christ instituting the sacrament. The priest celebrating the Mass wore a chasuble, and a fine linen towel called a housling cloth was held in front of each communicant to catch any crumbs from the body of Christ that might fall. Anyone receiving communion would have gone to church the previous evening to confess his or her sins privately to a priest and obtain absolution. So, in this next part, we hear the priest chanting the Lord's Prayer and the words of Christ. If you follow the German, you'll notice that the Lord's Prayer omits the doxology at the end, the part beginning, "For thine is the kingdom and the power." Lutherans didn't add that to the Lord's Prayer until the 19th century.
Those are the words of institution. Immediately before that was the Lord's Prayer from Petorius's Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning. We are studying that with Dr. Joseph Hurl, professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, co-editor of a forthcoming historical companion to Lutheran service book. When we come back, a communion motet based upon Philip Nicolai's O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this year, please consider a year-end tax-deductible donation to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind when you consider your year-end giving.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Evangelical and Catholic. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
Listen to the best of the church's Christmas music during the entire Christmas season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. During the 12 days of Christmas, Lutheran Public Radio, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
We are studying Praetorius' Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest. Folks, many of our military servicemen and women aren't able to make it home during this Christmas season. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces is committed to serving those who serve. You can learn more about their great work at lcms.org/armedforces, lcms.org/armedforces. What's next for our consideration in Praetorius' Lutheran Mass, Dr. Hurl?
During the communion, hymns would have been sung, and the choir would have sung motets. We're going to hear a motet that Praetorius published in 1619. It's based on a hymn written only 20 years earlier, Philip Nicolai's O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright. And there's a story behind that. In 1597, a devastating plague struck the town where Nicolai was pastor, killing more than half the people in the town. And Nicolai, at times, was burying more than 30 people a day. When it was over, Nicolai wrote the consoling book, Mirror of the Joys of Eternal Life. Appended to the back of it were four hymns, two of which are still sung today, this one and Wake Awake for Night is Flying. The motet uses the first stanza of the hymn in which Christ is described in biblical language as the morning star, the root of Jesse, the son of David, the king, and the bridegroom of the church.
Yeah.
That is a motet based upon O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright, would have been sung in Praetorius's Mass for Christmas morning. Dr. Hurl, what is the final part of Praetorius's Mass for Christmas morning that you would like us to consider today?
The last hymn that Paul McCreech, in putting together this recording, has selected is the Christmas hymn In Dulci Jubilo, which we know as Now Sing We, Now Rejoice. This text is so joyful that a single language simply cannot express everything that needs to be said, so the hymn alternates Latin and German nearly line by line. Once again, this hymn is in the concerted style with both voices and instruments.
Thank you.
Dr. Hurl, your final thoughts on Petraeus' Lutheran Mass for Christmas morning.
This is impressive music, to be sure. But the question is, does it get the gospel into people's hearts in such a way that they won't forget it or lose it? That is the question that Praetorius would have asked. He knew the value of the gospel message. He signed his name MPC, Michael Praetorius Kreuzburgensis. Kreuzberg is the name of the town where he was born. But the initials had another meaning for him. Mihi Patria Coelum. My native land is heaven. He could say that because he trusted in the Savior who would take him there.
Dr. Joseph Hurl is professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, co-editor of a forthcoming historical companion to the Lutheran Service Book. Dr. Hurl, thank you very much for your time, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
In Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., we'll talk about the incarnation of Christ in the Book of Galatians with Dr. Andrew Doss. We'll get into those words in the fullness of time. God sent forth his Son, born of a woman. I'm Todd Wilkin. More Issues, Etc. after the break.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, but what of those who've not been given the gift of a child? The cross of barrenness affects not only childless couples, it affects the family, friends, and pastors who love and care for them. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm partnering with Emmanuel Press to publish the second edition of my book, He Remembers the Barren, a story about the hope and contentment found only in Christ, no matter the cross we bear. Visit emmanuelpress.us to learn more. EMMANUELPress.us.